I want to tell you about something really exciting that happened at the NRB, which stands for the National Religious Broadcasters Conference this year. It was in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the largest gathering of Christian broadcasters in the world, from television, radio, YouTube, podcast, you name it. All these young people are coming in with new ways of reaching people through the technology and the media. So it was a huge conference. And as I was leading up to that conference, the Lord had just been really putting deep, deep down, we say in Yiddish, kishkas, in my guts, in the deepest part of my being, this fire that what Israel needs right now are preachers that will preach the gospel in the land with boldness, and that their preaching needs to be followed with completely authentic signs and wonders, miracles that are undeniable. And so what's been happening in Israel is that because the gospel has been over there really kind of in seed form, meaning that the messianic movement has not exploded yet, that the number of Jewish believers right now in Israel is estimated to be between 6,000 to 8,000 households, and yet there are 7 million Jews in Israel. So think about that, 7 million Jews in Israel, and out of that 7 million, only 6 to 8,000 households identify themselves as Jews that believe in Yeshua and Jesus. So the gospel has not taken off in Israel. It's growing slowly, very slowly, but it's certainly not yet exploded. There's not been breakthrough in a real massive way yet. And one of the things that's going on is that much of the evangelism that takes place in Israel is relational. In other words, there are a few ministries that own really nice buildings in strategic cities in Israel and strategic parts in Israel. There are buildings for their ministry, but they don't have a sign in their building that identifies those that walk by it what it is. And so, you know, I've tried to figure that out. I've talked to people. Why is that? Well, we don't want the persecution or the attention that would come with us putting up a big sign advertising that we believe in Yeshua and Jesus, that we're holding services. So everything is kind of being done undercover. But what the Lord's been speaking to me is that the time has come for people to be raised up in Israel that will spread the word of God, proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God with boldness, and their proclamation needs to be followed by convincing signs and wonders. So this has been bubbling up really strong in my spirit and in my heart. I was speaking with Cynthia, my wife, about it. I mean, very fiery in me. And so here I am, this thing's been percolating in me. Now I find myself at the NRB conference. And at the conference, I ran into one of the most influential leading Jewish pastors in Israel. And I approach him, we start talking, and I say to him, what you need right now, what Israel needs right now is boldness. You need to start proclaiming the gospel with boldness, and it needs to be followed by convincing, overwhelmingly convincing signs, miracles, and wonders. This is how the church was built. Acts 2:22, the Lord says this, men of Israel, through Peter, men of Israel, listen to these words. Yeshua of Nazareth, a man attested to you by miracles and signs and wonders. Everywhere that Yeshua went, he performed miracles. He healed the sick. He cast out the demons, even raised the dead. And the apostles in the book of Acts, they carried on the same way. This is how the church was built. This is how you get breakthrough. Missionaries in foreign places will tell you that's when they saw massive breakthrough, when they began to preach the word of God, followed by signs and wonders, irrefutably. And so I'm sharing this with this messianic pastor in Israel. You guys need to be bold in preaching the gospel. You know, stop covering up the building so that people don't know what they are. You know, you need to be on the streets preaching the gospel. And it needs to be followed once again with signs and wonders. As I'm sharing this with him, there's a woman, she's staring at me. She's about maybe 70 feet or so away from me, just looking right at me all by herself. So I call her over where I'm talking to this messianic pastor. I said, well, what's going on, honey? I see you wanted to talk to me. She said, Rabbi, I was here last year at the NRB conference and had MS. And you laid your hands on me, and I'm completely healed. Right after I got done telling this messianic pastor, you need to preach boldly, and it needs to be followed by signs and wonders. This woman that I never saw in my life that I remembered, I only saw her one time, I guess, last year, which I didn't remember. She said, Rabbi, you laid your hands on me, and I'm healed of MS. And so I believe that the Lord has called me to be a general in reaching Israel. We have some strategic things in place that we're doing with our ministry for Jewish revival, not only in Israel, but also in the United States. And beloved, I can't do these things that I'm doing without finances. Even Jesus had a treasure. And so I want to ask you, if the Holy Spirit's bearing witness with your heart, and you just sense, you just feel that this is God, that the Holy Spirit's saying to you, this is me. I've called Rabbi Schneider to this assignment, and you feel Him calling you to support me financially so that I can go, because it's a biblical principle that those that are being sent should be supported by those that are of the truth, so that the truth can be spread. So if you just feel the Holy Spirit once again, my friend, just knocking at the door of your heart, leading you to present a financial offering to Him through discovering the Jewish Jesus, I would just say to you, the key is to be obedient. And I want to thank you in advance for your love, for your prayers, and your financial support. Because of you, beloved, the gospel is being spread through this ministry all over the world. And we're all going to be rewarded, you and I together, for the work that's been done. Because Jesus said, everything that we do is going to come back to us, pressed down, good measure, running over into our laps. And He's coming quickly, He said in the book of Revelation at the very end, to reward each one according to what we've done. Thank you, Todah Rabbah, in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name.